Christ, our Savior. I am grateful to have another opportunity to speak to you once more this particular wonderful Resurrection Week. We are on Resurrection Sunday, and we are truly blessed and joyous. I must say, I want to read with you and share with you the word from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and verses 6. It reads like this: Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In all this, we greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have heard to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. You know, Peter in this particular scripture amazes me, especially in verse 6, when he says, in all this. When he says, in all this, what is all this? He is saying, in all this that is happening around you. And while some of the things he's talking about are suffering and grief and trial, grief speaks of pain. Suffering and trials is obvious to all of us. Currently, this verse, I believe, is relevant to us because in all what is happening around us, which is separation and not being able to have physical contact in fellowship, not being able to meet in one place. In this time, we're also in an uncertain time where the future is uncertain. The economy and our income or our resources are uncertain how they will look like after this period of being put to stay at home. In all that, Peter is saying, greatly rejoice. Why is he saying greatly rejoice? We will find out in a few minutes. What I want us to say, it's because we have a living hope. On Friday, I said to you that we were people who had no hope, who were hopeless because we were without a God. Today, I want to say to you, we have a living hope because of the resurrection. That verse 3 that we read now, it says that we have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So my message to you today is that we have to celebrate a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection has given us a living hope, not just any other kind of hope. Our hope, saints of God, is not wishful. Our hope is not like the hope of saying to someone, oh, I hope that the 21 days doesn't get to be extended. Oh man, boom, it gets extended with 2 more weeks. I hope that that kind of hope is a hope that is more wishful than certain. But I want to tell you this, our hope is not like that. Our hope is sure. Our hope is secured. Why is our hope secured? Because Jesus Christ's resurrection has made our hope to be secured. The resurrection of Jesus Christ secured our hope, made our hope certain. It is because of this resurrection that our hope is not only alive, but our hope is eternal. Our hope is for a lifetime now and the future. Our hope transcends this world, goes all the way to eternity. Why? Because he rose. The hope of us to rise in the future is sure and solid because he says in John chapter 12, whoever believes in me will rise. He is the firstborn of those who rose. And today we are saying, let us celebrate that the resurrection has given us a living hope, a hope that we did not have, even in this kind of times. Hallelujah. We are grateful to be able to share the word of God with you today. And as we continue, and I'm not going to be any longer, I said to you, the resurrection is the door through which we are brought from our hopeless situation into a living hope. God, through his great mercy, has begotten us. Verse 3 says, God has begotten us into a living hope. It is through resurrection. Resurrection is the door that God did all this wondrous work of bringing us from the other side into this side. Let me say once more that in the trials that we are in the circumstances of the uncertainties of our time, in the sickness that is making us stay at home the whole world over, even in that we have hope. We have a living hope. We cannot be discouraged. Let me tell you one more thing. Whatever you are worried about, which is maybe finances or movement or your future or uncertainty of sickness, let me tell you something. Jesus, who rose again, who was resurrected by God so that we could be brought into the promises of God, is King. Jesus has risen and he is King. My dad, the other day on Friday, he said the definition of the word King means someone who can do, a canner. Our Jesus, our God, and our King is able to do. So anything that you are experiencing, any need you have, whether healing or provision, whether certainty, Jesus can give it to you because he is a canner. He is the one who has brought us this new living hope. And let me tell you one more thing, that according to the book of Genesis, we find that Abraham's blessings, which were connected to the covenant of God, is also ours. And that blessing of Abraham, as I speak to you, because we were now brought closer, you remember we said on the other day on Friday, we were brought closer by the blood and we were brought into the family of Abraham. We were engrafted in the olive tree, even though we were wild olives. I want to tell you that the blessings and the promises of Abraham are also ours now, meaning we are beneficiaries of Abraham's experience and blessing. Let me tell you something. In this time, as we are experiencing famine, Abraham moved in famine and he prospered and produced a hundredfold. Let me encourage you, saint of God, you will and you have the ability through God in this moment in time to produce a hundredfold, because the God you serve is not limited, is not stopped by famine or seasons. In a season of famine, Abraham produced a hundredfold. His son Isaac produced a hundredfold. We are Abraham's children. Therefore, even at this time, believe that God, who is able to produce a hundredfold in famine, will cause you and I to do the same. And as I close, let me tell you this. Peter is saying in the beginning of verse 3, he says, oh my, praise be to God. What? Praise be to God. And in the end of verse 6, he says, not praise, but he says, great joy, greatly rejoice. I want to say to you, why is he saying praise be to God? It's because it is imperative that we glorify and worship God, because he, through resurrection, has brought us near and given us a living hope. Therefore, today, I want us to praise God. I want us to greatly rejoice. I want us to celebrate because of the resurrection. Celebrate wherever you are at home or wherever you are staying at this particular time. Take time this morning. Take time today to celebrate this resurrection and to praise God who has brought us through this resurrection to a living hope, a hope that does not die. The same God, greatly rejoice that we are part of this great, wonderful new kingdom by God. With those words, I hope God will encourage you, and I hope you stay strong. We bless you. We'll make